Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. The American Right to Life DNC Welcoming Committee has done its work, and the DNC has passed, and now the RNC is in progress, and there are reasons for great sadness if you're following the Republican National Convention, and probably the greatest sadness, the greatest cause for mourning is the fall of a man who was the greatest Christian leader in America, a man who no longer has the moral authority to speak for Christians, to lead the body of Christ, a true great tragedy. But we'll talk about that, a man who has violated his pledge, his oath, in which he invoked the name of God, and now has violated that pledge because of political partisan reasons. So we'll talk through that. Also, of course, the American Right to Life DNC Sheets of Shame Project was a tremendous success. You know, how many Hispanics in America are unaware of the Democratic Party's aggressive promotion of child killing? How many Hispanics who would tend to vote Democratic are unaware, had never heard that the DNC supports the killing of unborn children? Well, in New York City, for an example, the Hispanic news broadcast have higher ratings than any of the network affiliate newscasts, ABC, NBC, CBS, their national or their local news. So, of course, there are millions upon millions upon millions of Hispanics who have all different levels of political awareness and moral commitment to God's enduring command, do not murder. And we know, because Hispanics are a microcosm, they're a subunit, they're a subculture within the greater American community, and there are millions of Americans who vote who really don't know who advocates killing unborn children and who doesn't. They don't know. They're somewhat uninformed on that crucial issue. And so thanks to American Right to Life's DNC Sheets of Shame Project, that was just one segment that learned what DNC stands for. DNC destroys unborn children. Praise God, the blogosphere was just electrified with American Right to Life's accomplishment. The fact that there was a Guinness World Record official attempt number issued and recognized by Guinness was so totally irrelevant to the American Right to Life team, the leaders, the officers, the Sheets of Shame team. By the way, hundreds of people were involved. 94 volunteers worked in the sweatshop. 94, three shifts a day, 7 days a week, for a month, sewing over 4 miles of seams, sewing together 2,400 twin-size sheets to make a sign that was approximately 530 feet tall and 666 feet wide. That was the design document. Now, an expert, a scientist, has produced a report for Guinness certifying the exact dimensions of the sign. And apparently his preliminary report is that the sign was slightly longer than the design requirements. So just over 666 feet wide and almost 530 feet tall. So it was an extraordinary effort. And I have it firsthand from officers with American Right to Life that the Guinness World Record aspect was one that was an afterthought. Months later, after the planning began, there was a decision in order to increase the likelihood that the mainstream media would report on this sign. Typically, the mainstream media doesn't like to report on anti-abortion pro-life signs. They don't do it. And especially they don't do it when those signs link abortion to their own favorite political party or candidate. And so American Right to Life was exposing the wickedness of Barack Obama and the Democratic Party at large. And so it was extraordinary that the media so far and wide reported on all the wire services. It seems like virtually every major news outlet in the country did report in one fashion or another, many with video, many with photos, virtually all of them with news reports indicating the sign linked the DNC to abortion. And it was extraordinary. So to that end, kudos to American Right to Life and their being astute. And Jesus said, be as wise as serpents and as gentle as doves. To be astute and realize that the media, you have to pull the media along to get them to report on an anti-abortion effort. And sure enough, it worked. The Guinness World Record angle was repeated in hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of media outlets. And when they went that far, they took that step, then they almost had to say what the sign said. And so the connection, what does DNC stand for, destroys unborn children, went far and wide, even internationally, reported in Canada, reported across the Atlantic Ocean, in Europe, including by major outlets, media outlets there. And YouTube has videos of the sign unfurling, videos that have had thousands, I think approaching 10,000 plays of some of these videos. Now, Bob and Yurt Live has our annual broadcast telethon in September, every year for many years. And this is how, Lord willing, we are able to stay on year after year. It's by the extraordinary commitment and sacrifice from our friends, from people who realize the value, the worth of this radio program, Bob and Yurt Live. We air on America's number one most powerful Christian radio station, AM 670 KLTT, 50,000 watt, low on the AM dial, which means it booms everywhere. Our telethon goal for September is $35,000, which will help us pay for the airtime over the next year to stay on the air. And we need your help. If you could consider calling 1-800-8-NYART, that's 1-800-836-9278, and making a pledge. I've got a note here. We're getting a pledge right now. Wow, that's quick. Or you could go online, kgov.com. We have, I'm going to take, let's see, two of these, a Luke and a Fred. Let's go first to Luke in Denver. Luke, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob. I wanted to say that I just remembered what I wanted to call about. I wanted to give you the money for the telethon.
Oh, Luke, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bob.
How old are you, Luke?
11.
You're 11 years old. Now, Luke, I normally wouldn't ask a caller how much they were going to pledge if they called in and said they're going to pledge. But you're 11, and to me, this is a bit of a special call, of course. So what were you thinking of? How much were you going to pledge?
I was thinking about maybe $2 to $5.
$2 to $5. Luke, where are you going to get that money from?
My allowance, and maybe I was even thinking more.
Well, Luke, could you make me a deal that will keep it at $2?
Sure, Bob.
You know why? Because Jesus says, don't overextend yourself. Don't make a commitment beyond what you know you can fulfill. So how about you and I will agree, and I'm just blown away and humbled, Luke, by your willingness to give. This comes from your allowance?
Yes, Bob.
All right. Hey, Luke, did your parents put you up to this?
Sort of me and sort of them, too.
Sort of you and sort of... Whose idea was this?
I was thinking, well, that would be a good idea to do it.
So you thought of it and you shared it with your parents?
Yeah.
And they didn't say it was a bad idea. They said it was okay?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Luke, thank you so much. May God bless you.
You too.
Okay. Wow. That is humbling. You know, God expects that we will take seriously the support and encouragement, the financial support that people give to get the word out about his existence and his enduring commands, like do not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery, and also to be faithful with people's support, love, and encouragement, and that we would honor God in the way we use that financial and moral capital, the way we expend it, the way we spend it. So, of course, those things all make me think of Dr. Dobson, the head of Focus on the Family, and his violating his pledge to God that for as long as God would let him live on this earth, he would never vote for a candidate who's willing to kill a single innocent child. And now James Dobson has endorsed John McCain. He said repeatedly now over the last week that he would vote for John McCain. And that's a direct violation of his commitment. Now, wow, my call screener just wrote this from Broomfield, Colorado, a Fred W. Wow, has pledged $750. And wow, and he gave it online. So he's already made the donation. Online at kgov.com. You could click on the store. You could look at our BEL materials this month during the telethon if you subscribe to any of our resources like the Bible study albums. Once a month, you get an album for $35 a month. That's processed automatically if you subscribe. Or a monthly video, a topical video for $25 a month. Or the BEL Televised Classics, which are now back on DVD. We used to be on TV in 80 cities, 5 nights a week for an hour. And you could watch those classic TV programs. They come to your door. The U.S. mail delivers them once a month. And you could get 4, 6, or 8 programs, one-hour programs. Or you could get our monthly sermons. Or just make a monthly donation of whatever amount you'd like to Bob and Yart Live. And if you make any of those subscriptions, then we will multiply that amount. Let's say you sign up for the monthly Bible study albums. The last book of the Bible we completed was the book of Judges. And boy, that was fascinating. Some Christians think it's wrong to judge. Jesus commanded us to judge. And there's a book in the Bible called Judges, of all things. And the judges were the good guys, not the bad guys. So cliches and liberal Christianity has convinced people that Christians shouldn't judge, maybe only non-Christians. And those who have convinced millions of Christians of this cliche that Christians should never judge, Jesus said Christians should judge and they should prepare themselves to judge by first, don't be a hypocrite. If you're going to judge people for producing child pornography, don't be a child pornographer. That's pretty clear, right? So, of course, Jesus taught through that in Matthew chapter 7. He commanded us to judge with righteous judgment in John 24. He gave us an entire book of the Bible called Judges, in which the judges were not the bad guys, they were the good guys. And so the very last book of the Bible that we have completed, which is now we're putting it on a single CD, all our Bible study albums, each one is on a CD, an entire Bible study album on a single CD. And you could play them, by the way, in a computer, in a DVD player, or in an MP3 CD player. So if you have any of those three things, a DVD player, a computer, or an MP3 CD player, then you could listen to these Bible study albums. Most people in the country can pop this in at their home or in their car or at work or at a computer and listen to these Bible study albums. So $35 a month, and that's processed automatically on the first of each month. And then what we do this month only for the month of September to apply toward the broadcast of Bob and Yart Live for the next year, we multiply your subscription amount by 10. So if you sign up for the monthly Bible study album, $35 a month, that's $350 toward the telethon. So could you imagine? We just got, how much do we have pledged? So $752. $752. And if you called right now, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, said, Bob, I'd like to sign up for the monthly Bible study album. It'll come to you on a CD, one CD each month. And by the way, money-back guarantee, you could cancel at any time. Otherwise, we just continue it until you let us know either you want your money back for 1 month's shipment or you want to cancel, but then we will multiply that amount times 10. So we'd be over $1,000 in the first half of the first program if you would call 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278, and you could go online to KGOV.com. And if you get our topical videos, we have about 40 of the most extraordinary videos, most of which we produced right here at Bob and Yurt Live, and just a few are third-party videos. And you could subscribe to those for $25 a month, and we'd add 25 times 10, $250. That would put us over $1,000. Or you could get the monthly sermons or the BEL Televised Classics. And if you subscribe to any of these things, it would put us over $1,000 on our goal toward $35,000 to help keep Bob and Yurt Live on the air for another year. Please help if at all you can. And I'm going to give out our address, and then I'm going to read you a couple Bible verses as they apply to Dr. James Dobson's pledge that he made invoking the name of God. And now, what a grave tragedy, how that pledge relates to his endorsement of Republican candidate John McCain. But the address for Bob and Yurt Live is P.O. Box 583. Enyart is spelled E-N-Y-A-R-T. Bob Enyart, E-N-Y-A-R-T. Bob and Yurt Live, P.O. Box 583, Arvada, Colorado, 80001. That's Arvada, A-R-V-A-D-A. V as in victory, A-R-V-A-D-A, Colorado, C-O, 80001. So thank you. Please, if you can help, and please, if you can call, it'll be very encouraging to me, to our staff, to the audience. If you can call us at 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Okay, so Dr. Dobson made this pledge at the Rally for Life in Washington, D.C., before hundreds of thousands of Christians on video. It's on our video called Focus on the Strategy 2. And he said, "For as long as God lets me live on this earth, I will never again vote for a candidate who's willing to kill a single innocent child." And the crowd went wild. Of course they did. Christian pro-lifers thrilled that a leader with Dr. Dobson's influence would put his commitment and honor to God and his commitment to the innocent above partisan politics. And he repeatedly stated over the years, he repeated that pledge, as he did in March of 1995, 5 years later, when he said, "I am committed never again to cast a vote for a politician who would kill one innocent baby." And he was talking about politicians who are pro-choice with exceptions, Republicans primarily. He was talking about Republicans who say they believe in the life standard, but who advocate killing kids. And he recognized that we were going in circles, as he said recently on Fox News, the pro-lifers are the mistress of the Republican Party. And they take us out when it's time to vote, and after that, they ignore us. And they pass relatively meaningless laws that will not save a single human life, as Dr. Dobson wrote in a monthly newsletter last year, that banning, he wrote, ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life, unquote. And of course it doesn't. But there were thousands of pro-abortion Democratic liberal politicians who supported the ban on partial birth abortion because they knew it would not protect a single baby. And yet it provided them with political cover so they could go to the ignorant masses and say, I'm not extreme. I'm pro-life. I voted against partial birth abortion. And Christians, pro-lifers, pew sitters, people who go to Protestant and Catholic churches who are nominally pro-life, it gave them an excuse to vote for a radical child killer. Because, well, so-and-so voted against partial birth abortion. He's pro-life, deep down, personally. But that PBA ban also brought in $250 million, billion with a B, $250 million for the pro-life industry. American Right to Life contracted with a CPA, a certified public accountant, to do the research and determine how much was raised by the pro-life industry in fundraisers calling upon the Christian pro-lifers to give money to ban partial birth abortion. When millions of those pro-lifers, millions believed that banning partial birth abortion was going to do something dramatic, such as end all late-term abortions. Certainly, they believed it would stop many countless abortions. They were shocked to find out, after the dirty deed was completed, that banning partial birth abortion did not save a single human life. What a great tragedy. So from the beginning, the PBA ban effort never had even the potential of, by law, stopping a single abortion, yet it was a bonanza as a fundraiser for Republican candidates who are pro-choice with exceptions. It was a bonanza of a fundraiser for Republican candidates and for pro-life organizations. What a great tragedy. So the Lord, through the Bible, in different ways, Old and New Testament, tells us, like, in the book of Numbers, chapter 30, Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. If a man makes a vow to the Lord or swears an oath to bind himself by some agreement, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth." All right, so that's the Lord's command. If you make an oath, don't break your word, do what you said. So we have Dr. Dobson saying, "For as long as God lets me live on this earth, I will never vote for a politician who's willing to kill a single innocent child." And now with John McCain advocating killing innocent children in a myriad of ways, including his recent vote to authorize the funding for surgical abortions for some children who John McCain believes do not deserve to be loved or protected by law. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. So in Leviticus chapter 5, God says, if a person sins, now this applies not to Dr. Dobson, this applies to you and to me. Listen to this. If a person sins in hearing the utterance of an oath, you and I have heard Dr. Dobson utter his oath. We are witnesses. We know he made that oath on video. It's on the internet. It was before hundreds of thousands of Christians. If a person sins in hearing the utterance of an oath and is a witness, whether he has seen or known of the matter, if he does not tell it, he bears guilt. This is God speaking in Leviticus chapter 5. or if a person swears, speaking thoughtlessly with his lips, to do evil or to do good, whatever it is that a man may pronounce by an oath, and he is unaware of it, when he realizes it, then he shall be guilty in any of these matters. And it shall be, when he is guilty in any of these matters, that he shall confess that he has sinned in that thing. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. If you can help keep Bob and Yurt Live on the air this next year, we need your help. We absolutely need your help. Bob and Yurt Live was on TV for an hour live in 80 cities around the country. And it pains me to ask for money. The church I pastor, Denver Bible Church, we don't take a collection. We haven't taken a collection in a year. Wow. We just got a pledge from Steve C. from Firestone, Colorado, for $250. Puts us over the 1,000 mark. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Luke. Three pledges so far, over $1,000. Our number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. So this is from the New Testament. Jesus Christ in the Sermon on the Mount warned his followers against invoking God's name in an oath, and he forbade them, regardless, from breaking their word. In the New Testament, the Apostle James wrote this: do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, lest you fall into judgment. That's in the New Testament, the book of James. Dr. Dobson said publicly, for as long as God lets me live on this earth, he made a promise. He gave an oath, he made a pledge, and he invoked heaven. He swore by heaven, he invoked God's name. He did exactly what Jesus Christ said not to do. And you know why Jesus said that? Because there were thousands of years of experience where human beings, even well-meaning human beings, would make an oath, even to do something good, and then they'd violate it. And when they invoke God's name in the oath, they increase the severity of the guilt and the wickedness. So please help Bob and Yurt Live. If you want to help us this week, call us, please. 1-800-8-NYART. God bless you.